With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In a post on X, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says family members of the man charged in the Molotov cocktail terror attack on Israeli hostage supporters in Colorado have been arrested by ICE.
Today, the Department of Homeland Security and ICE are taking the family of suspected Boulder, Colorado terrorist and illegal alien Mohammed Soleiman into ICE custody. Now, Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
At least 12 people were hurt in that terror attack. Popular Christian ministry Focus on the Family, based in Colorado Springs and led by President Jim Daly, has been designated a so-called hate group by the radical left Southern Poverty Law Center. Daly pushing back against the center's inflammatory rhetoric, saying it's always finds a way to hate Christians. Gary Schneeberger, assistant to the president for media relations, tells Tom Tradup of SRN News that a nationwide survey indicates Focus on the Family is the farthest thing from a hate group.
This is just from last year, Tom. This is last year's survey. 170,000 couples with marriage in crisis say Focus on the Family helped them make significant progress towards saving their marriage. 530,000 moms and dads credit us with helping them build stronger families in the course of the year. That's what's really going on, and that's what's really going on under the leadership of Jim Daly.
Other Christian organizations branded hate groups by this anti-Christian Southern Poverty Law Center include such respected names as Family Resource Center and Alliance Defending Freedom. Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett launching her bid to lead the House Oversight Committee. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist Convention considers gambling.
The denomination's annual summer meeting is just around the corner, and among several resolutions the delegates will consider is one that condemns sports betting. The proposed resolution states that, quote, "The rapid expansion of legalized sports betting presents significant spiritual, moral, ethical, and societal concerns." SBC leaders hope delegates will vote to approve the document, which includes a call for all Christians to reject gambling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, June is Gay Pride Month, but festivities will be muted as a growing number of major corporations are refusing to fund those events under pressure from unhappy customers. San Francisco Pride, which produces one of the country's largest and most notorious gay pride parades, is facing a $200,000 budget gap after corporate donors dropped out. In Missouri, KC Pride lost about $200,000, roughly half of its annual budget. This is SRN News. Senate Majority Leader John Thune signaled Monday that Republicans won't move to overrule the chamber's parliamentarian during an upcoming debate on President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
"We're not going there," Thune said when asked by reporters about overruling parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, who will play a special role in vetting the bill for compliance with the strict Senate rules, allowing Republicans to bypass a Democratic filibuster. Senate staffers met with McDonough during last week's recess to vet the House-passed mega bill and talk through their own ideas. Thune said that committee staff tasked with drafting the legislation will continue conferring with her this week and next week. At the end of the process, McDonough will make rulings on whether various policies comply with the chamber's rules. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett launching her bid to lead the House Oversight Committee. Crockett, notorious for making vile comments, faces competition from acting ranking member Congressman Stephen Lynch. More details at SRNnews.com.